start recording. Now we're in the episode. Do you care? You said that there was a bomb you had to drop.
Yeah, I have a bomb to drop. Sure. Months ago, at some point, time is an illusion.
It says last played September 3rd. Oh, not Chrono Cross. Just okay.
Oh, it is about Chrono Cross, though. So talking to Hanny about Chrono Cross, and I was talking about Kid. Mm-hmm. I think it was Hanny. Mm-hmm. Dropped the bomb that Kid is supposed to have an Australian accent, I guess.
Okay.
Which is not what we've been doing.
No.
And it did not even cross my mind as a possibility, frankly.
That's not how you've been voicing it.
So now it's like, do we commit to the road we have chosen? I feel like we do.
Look, I don't know that we have to commit to anything. I'm willing to try Chrono Cross again, but just I don't. Once again, I'm baffled. Every time I think about Chrono Cross, I just think to myself, how could people that made a game as cool as Chrono Trigger?
I haven't super been in love with the game yet, and we've played a lot of it.
We played, what's to say? 10.8 hours.
By like 12 hours, I'm like, I know, you know? I'm like,
Chrono Trigger's good by like 2 hours. By like 1 hour. 1 hour into Chrono Trigger, and you know that Chrono Trigger is cool. 1 hour into Final Fantasy X, and you know that Final Fantasy X is cool.
I think FF12 was also like 1 hour for me. FF13 was like, 2-3 hours.
I mean, so there's definitely like those plot intensity diagrams they have you draw in like sixth grade or whatever, where it's like the rising action and the falling action and stuff. There's a curve that a JRPG tends to go on where it bumps up a little bit and then it like hovers at a low point for a while. But like we're scraping on the ground. Like the wheels have barely left the tarmac is what I'm feeling here in Chrono Cross.
Yeah. I think I can kind of see what people love about it. And it's just, I wish I felt the same, but I have not felt the same. Like, I want to feel that way, you know?
I have Final Fantasy X right here. We could be playing Final Fantasy X right now.
Oh, Final Fantasy X is very good.
See?
That's a good video game.
What if we just did Final Fantasy X?
It's possible. Like I'm open to just diverting. Especially we've gotten the go ahead from God, so.
Yeah. Well, see, but I do agree, listeners, you'll be shocked to know that actually sometimes we say stuff on Discord off air. Shocking. But I do agree that a game where we voice it, like there's text that we read, is going to be, I think, much more interesting than a voice-acted game.
Yes, I do agree.
Do you want to try Chrono Cross? We could. I told my brother installed Cosmic Star Heroine, like, while I was at work today. So Cosmic Star Heroine's right here. We could hit play.
I think Chrono Cross, we give it, maybe, it's a new year. Maybe it will feel different.
Okay.
We give it a shot, but like we have that ripcord ready.
Alright, I'm gonna hit play. It'll take a second, I think. I'll have to see if the game shows up in the separate channel or not. It's supposed to. No, it's not. Windows doesn't always remember the audio settings that you set. You know how Windows does its stuff?
Ugh. Windows.
Windows!
Doing things.
Yeah, see, speakers, and then put in cable A. Now's it. Why? Oh, that's weird. Whatever. Sure, it's working now. It's working now. I think the opening video it didn't go into the right channel while the opening video was playing, and then between the opening video and the title screen, it like rechecked what audio source it was supposed to be going to, and then it went to the right thing. Ryan?
I'm so sorry, I super spaced.
Well, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that when I adjusted all the settings that I could still hear you also.
Oh, yes, yes.
And like I hadn't somehow borked it. Whoa. Uh-oh. Oh, no. I'm having to push B to confirm because we live in the dark timeline, I guess. Autosave. Let's do this manual save. Okay, so we're in Isekai and we're on Water Dragon Island, and you were the guide driver, so I'm gonna let you figure out what we're supposed to do.
Yes. Okay. This is true. This is real and true.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it is not being streamed to me yet.
Oh, crap. I forgot. So many steps.
And I'm going to see... Oh, I still have an IGN guide open. Part 11, Water Dragon Isle, it says. You love to see it.
You have that tab open? From, like, September?
On my phone. So, you know, who closes phone tabs?
Me! I close phone tabs!
Oh. Not I. I think I still had a Wild Arms 3 one. I haven't touched that in a while.
I haven't
one about some game called Beacon I've been meaning to check out.
I haven't recorded any Persona 5 in like a week, so I closed my Persona 5 tab. And I'll get another Persona 5 tab if I need it.
I still have a Persona 5 Classroom Answers guide open, and I haven't touched that in, I don't know, 8 months?
You know what? I'm not sure I'm going to do more Persona 5 episodes. Right now, I'm not sure. Because it's a lot to sit down and then like play for a few hours, and you're like following this strict schedule while also trying to be like interesting and like having a playthrough that people like would want to listen to and stuff.
Yeah,
I did three palaces. I did three palaces. Okay, like I gave it a good solid try, but like if someone says, "Hey, get back to Persona 5," then I'll be happy to do more. Like it's not like I hated it. I just didn't feel the next thing I did, I think this is going to release far enough in the future that it won't matter. The next thing I did is I started a Pikmin 2 play, and Pikmin 2 is just, it's just a marvelous dream to play as a podcast game. It's just random chaotic things happening a lot, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That is further in that game than I've got.
Okay, yeah. Well, how far did you get?
It was not the most recent time I played, but the time I got the furthest was halfway through the second palace, so okay. Really not far.
Okay. Well, big spoilers, the third palace is also an abuser. I know you wouldn't guess.
I feel like that might be the thing. Yeah, I don't know, I adored Persona 3, but I played it at a time in my life where I was young and only went to school and had a lot more free time.
Yeah.
I feel like Persona is quite difficult as an adult that works full time.
Yeah, that's
try to get that time in.
I double checked. It's like 100 to 120 hours is the average completion time if you do the additional. Like if you have the royal version, then it adds an additional semester that you can also do more stuff in.
Like, yeah, I did grab royal.
Yeah,
I play games so slow as well, which is difficult.
Yeah. Okay, so Water Dragon Island. Isle. Water Dragon Isle.
Okay, so are we at Water Dragon Isle already?
It says Water Dragon Isle right here. I could actually restart the program and... Let me... I'm going to fiddle with my Steam settings while you look at that.
I see, too, we were on another world. Okay. So we did the SS whatever. This I do recall.
Yeah.
Skeleton boat. Okay, wait. If we did save Kid, continue to the next chapter. Okay, cool. We saved Kid. That happened.
When B is pressed, walk. Yeah. So it's got A and B flipped. All right. So B, please read as B, and A, please read as A. Which of these you flip, it's like practically random. And it's terrible. Having a Switch controller as your controller is like, it's almost a displeasing experience. Oh, hey, I don't have to restart the game. It's already fixed.
Good.
Okay. So there's a wall of ice blocking the entrance to the underground cavern. El Nido sure is full of mysteries. Does that sound like something that we should...
No, I think we have to go back to our home world, it seems.
Okay. And we do that via the...
I can't remember if we have to go to the Astral Amulet, but I can't remember if we have to go to the beach or not. I think we might have to.
Okay. So we go...
I'm assuming at some point you probably get super cool and can, like, do it wherever.
Maybe. I don't know if worlds work like that.
Yeah, I have. This game remains a mystery to me.
It's impossible to know anything.
Oh, I forgot we got Skelly.
Yeah, that was the thing. So I'm at the green portal, and I don't...
Oh my god. Right, I remember we struggled with this before.
And then we Astral Amulet.
Oh, good. Okay. I thought we were gonna not know how to do it again. Oh, I like that, like, color shift they do on the other characters. I guess we did.
Yeah. So now I think we're in the normal world.
Okay, so we have to go to Arnie Village.
Okay.
Our Arnie Village. We have to talk to a fisherman on the pier.
Okay.
I think that's... We have to go to the water dragon for some reason, and I can't remember why.
Alright, well, whatever the game says.
Yippee! Oh, I forgot about that kid.
Oh, it's you, Serge. Great day, huh? How's your day been? What was that? You want me to take you to Water Dragon Isle? Well, it's not too far, so I'm willing to take you there for 100G. Alright, take me. We paid 100. Great! Shall we get going?
I can't remember if that's a lot of money or not.
100 sounds like a small amount.
Oh, we're doing it. Oh, this guy drives a lot slower than us. Oh, right. So we only have the boat on another world. Right. Okay.
Oh, it's been a while since I visited this island, but its beauty never fades. But there's something strange. I don't see any of the fairies that usually dance around the pond. Oh, pardon me. There's a small village of fairies on this island. It should be just beyond this pond. I don't know what brings you here, but it's best to ask the fairies if you want to learn more about the place. In the meantime, I'll be here fishing. This pond is great for fishing.
I like fairies.
Okay.
Oh,
we push A to jump on a lily pad, and then it puts us on to another thing.
This is just like a Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars.
Can I tell you a heretical problem of mine? A heretical personal problem of mine? I've never liked that game.
What?
I've never liked that game.
Did you play it when you were 5, though?
No.
It's really good if you play it when you're 5.
I first played it when I was like 14, 15, 16, somewhere in there. Like when I had Super Nintendo emulation. I mean, playing on my authentic Super Nintendo device.
Yeah, no, we only use such things for preservation of products we already own, obviously.
Yeah. Well, when I played a preserved copy of a product that I already owned, it kind of like looked like garbage and it kind of controlled not so well. And I was like, wow, this is like the not good version of like Final Fantasy or whatever.
Do you want to be the dwarf or shall I?
I guess I'll be the dwarf chieftain.
have! Just when I thought it was a rarity to see humans on this remote island, you all hi-ho along. Look at this island, it's beautiful, a perfect home fit for our, a perfect fit for our new home. Too good for these damn fairies. You humans taught us that the world is built on the dead bodies of other species. Now, hi-ho away with you, along with the fairies, to the depths of the sea.
Are these the same dwarves we like, messed up earlier?
I don't know, there's two nearly identical sets of dwarves because of the isekai scenario.
Yeah.
I don't see, if the there's isekai two worlds, I want there to be two worlds. Like a fantasy world and a technology world or something, you know? Two worlds.
You mean like Hard-Boiled Wonderland and the End of the World by Haruki Murakami?
I mean, there's like a million isekai anime and there's always worlds that are very different. Not two worlds that are nearly identical to the point where you forget what's going on because you can't remember when you talk to a person in World A or World B.
I think when you're doing world line shifts, it's best to have a lot, like Steins Gate.
Steins Gate. I've never seen Steins Gate. I've heard the name, but I've not seen it.
It's pretty good. Instead of bouncing between two worlds, it's basically just a whole bunch that are very similar with slight differences. But I think if you're doing slight differences, it's best to then just have a ton.
Well, so like a Sliders. Did you ever see that show Sliders?
No, but I do think it is similar.
There's a guy, it was basically like a cell phone or walkie-talkie. It was a little rectangular thingy, and it could open a portal between parallel worlds. And so it was like an excuse to do different science fiction stuff every week. And then at the end of the week, they would escape to another world, and you wouldn't have to deal with consequences.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like Sliders, but with a lot of consequences.
You shall perish in the depths of the sea along with the fairies, you filthy human. So we're in a town of dwarves, and will you never understand? You do not cherish the treasures of nature as we do. Be gone with you. So they're not actually fighting us.
That's kind of cool. I like that they're just like, yeah, what up? Whoa, is that a dead fairy? I think he called us human bastards.
You human bastards, you dare befile our new lands too?
Oh wait, turn off the fight thing? See if we can fight that guy and get a fairy companion.
Well, because I started with no cheats. I don't know which... Oh my gosh, which is these? There we go. Oh, okay.
There we go. Okay, but there's one that makes us invincible in combat. I think we do want that one.
Yeah, we do.
Oh wait, level 0? Oh no, okay. I just don't know how the UI works in this game, right? It's probably some charge level. Hi-ho, war cry. Oh, miss. Easy. I think there was a speed up as well, which
was
great.
The R2.
Oh, this is just like how I'm playing FF12, basically.
Okay, yeah. Now I think we're... So I use left stick or not... Left stick click. L3. I use L3 to turn on and off if we're fightable, and then all the rest of the stuff it looks like we want on, I think.
I think so.
To be invincible in fights and auto-fight and fast-forward.
I definitely feel like when these inevitably come out and we're pretty lukewarm on the game, I think we'll definitely get the criticism that we did not engage in it mechanically, but that's fine.
Well, see, here's the thing. You don't have to engage with a game mechanically in the slightest for it to be a really cool game. Like, I don't know shit about how Xenoblade Chronicles 2 or 3 work. I don't care for 1 second that I can use a fucking dessert to give bonus tech points to a cartoon rabbit so that he can use his arts more often. That's not interesting. But I still love the stories of those games. And
yeah, Nier Gestalt is one of my favorite games ever, and that has bad combat. And a lot
okay,
of
well,
it. Is this just a corpse?
It's sure not moving when I push A.
Oh, I thought this was going to be a cool fairy friend. What the fuck?
I guess
Brett,
maybe
Brett,
we fight all the
dwarves.
Pipe
in that What the Fuck song. Pipe in that What the Fuck song Bill made.
Oh my gosh, that's the best song.
It's so good.
Can I... Ryan, are you part of the Pass Along Pod group? I forget.
Yes.
Okay. Have you been past the save, or are you waiting to pass the save?
I am the second last.
Okay.
I have not got it yet.
Okay.
Well then, according to the rules of having been sworn to secrecy about the results, I can't tell you how my segment went, but I can say that in the edit for my segment, I used a lot of Dan K lines. Like when I was
That's good.
Also while I was playing the game, I just had my phone on the desk near me and I was just like listening to Dan K's blue Nuzlocke run from forever ago. And so like you can just like he just got picked up on the mic. And so it's like, oh, now we're gonna grind, and then I hit play on the phone and then a bunch of stuff, and then I put a fast forward effect, and then like, oh, there's a trainer, we should, you know, talk about what the trainer's doing.
Yeah, I don't fully know how I want to approach it yet, but I definitely know I'm not gonna I don't feel like recording it very proper. I think that I'm gonna just let it play from my laptop speakers and just record everything on my phone, I think.
Mm-hmm. All one track. That does
sound. I'm
just
gonna do it that way.
You know, for Pokemon, for a lot of like Game Boy Advance stuff, I feel that's the level of fidelity that should be used.
It captures the vibe.
It definitely captures. Yeah, it captures the spirit. Like Chrono Cross, I make a lot of fun of Chrono Cross, but I would not try to like record it indirectly. Like the sound work on Chrono Cross is well done, and I want to respect that amount of effort put into the sound.
Yeah, I will say too, because you said, you know, you're sworn to secrecy. You can't say how your section went.
I can't say how my section went.
I haven't done my section yet, so yeah? I can speak freely about it.
This is true.
And I'm just going to say, it went great.
Oh, okay. Good to know that ahead of time.
I feel it. Yeah. Because I think when this comes out, that will be long done.
I don't know if you saw, but after Pete, the second player, played his portion, he and I did a call, and like I was like, hey, Pete, what happened and stuff? And then he's going to put our discussion at the end of his episode so that like, it doesn't spoil people that are listening right away. Mm. But so like you should have whoever passes you the game, you should also have a chat with them about like how it went and stuff and then put that at the end of your episode. I think that'd go
pretty
well.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm passing it off to Brett for the finale too.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I want to do a chat with him. Let him know.
I
what's
think
what.
Brett might have the hardest segment because it's four Elite Fours. You know, it's the whole Elite Four.
Yeah.
Which is quite a time compared to one
gym.
I feel
pretty good, seeing as how that other Nuzlocke went.
which particular other Nuzlocke?
Oh, I meant Brett's other one. I'm like, it should be fine.
Okay.
I'm also hoping that my segment ends up being really easy because I've been set up for success.
Well, you know.
Because I'm like, surely if I'm doing the final chunk, I should have an incredible, super strong, ultra buff team.
Well,
that's my thought.
I'm hoping that goes well for you. Based on what I know of how certain other people play Pokemon, I'm not sure that'll happen. Dwarf Chieftain. I knew you'd come. Now we must confront you fools once again. I suppose this is fate. This ends now. With your death, die, human scum!
Oh, God.
Okay, so we're fighting more dwarves.
Hee-ho chorus! Oh my god, they just reverberated a song across all of our bones.
Yeah. And we got a lot of them. There's literally a skeleton in a group.
Oh god, there is.
Yeah, that gives us extra bones. Actually, side note, it does not give us extra bones. I am aware that, in fact, having a skeleton in your group gives you exactly the same number of bones as if it was a standard human, because, in fact, a human has bones inside. But!
What? Wait, what? What are you talking about?
So, what? Like, okay, so we have Brett, the skeleton, in our party, right?
I forgot we named him Brett.
We named him Brett.
The only name we've changed.
We have Brett the Skeleton literally in our party. But imagine that we had Magus Man instead of Brett, right? Yeah. That wouldn't reduce the number of bones in our party because Magus Man, though he is a full living human, still has an entire skeleton's worth of bones inside of his meat and skin.
I hate this truth, though.
Yeah, it's not everyone's comfortable knowing about the number of bones that they have inside of them, which is a full skeleton's worth.
I almost like to think of it as like a single bone.
No, the bone. It's a lot of separate bones.
That's awful.
My,
I wish I also had one muscle.
One muscle?
It'd be so easy to work out.
I don't think so. It'd get tired. Your one muscle would get super tired.
That's okay. I think maybe I could be a worm. I think that would be okay.
Think about when you or I go to record a podcast, right? And our one brain cell is just straining to figure out what to say while recording the game. A growth level, yeah. Whatever. 12 stars. Yay. Kerr, what strength? I cannot allow our clan to be defeated here. Next time will be your last. Come after us, humans, if you want to save the fairies. Retreat, Talroof, Beardroof. These dwarves suck, and Dwarf Fortress is better. That's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I don't really want to save, like, all of the fairies. I just want to get a fairy party member that we will stick in the box and never use.
Okay.
Just, you know, to
have. Have you played Scarlet and Violet much?
Yes, I almost finished Scarlet.
Okay.
I actually was really enjoying it. I guess to preface, though, the only Pokemon game I've ever finished, like ever rolled credits on, was Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlet is actually the Pokemon game I've got second furthest in. I got every badge, I just didn't do the kind of final stretch
just
of things.
Finish the final stretch. Just
yeah.
Put one more Pokemon on that rolled credits list.
But then...
I played 1 hour of Scarlet. I wouldn't say to a person, if you've played 1 hour of Scarlet, you have to finish the game. But if you've already beaten all the badges...
Yeah, like, it would probably, with how slow I play, yeah, probably about 3 hours. I think I could get credits in, like, 3 hours.
3 hours? That's, like, one long session of Persona 5.
Yeah, that's, like, one day. The thing is, though, is I started playing FF12, and now that's my Switch game, so, like, yeah. I'll get back to Pokemon at some point.
I'm
bad at finishing things. I'm really bad at finishing things.
I liked Final Fantasy XII at the start, and then it just got, there was too many people, and I couldn't quite remember what all their names were and stuff, and then the thing that really pissed me off is there's like a spell that you can miss, and it's like, you know how you get spells, right? You like go to shops and sometimes you find them in treasure chests and stuff?
Yes.
So there's one spell in one treasure chest, and that's the only place you can get the spell ever. And what the spell does is it removes a debuff that you can get on you where you can't heal. So, while you have the debuff, which lasts between fights if you don't remove it, your hit point maximum will keep going down every time you're damaged until your hit points are all at one. And you have to talk to a save sphere to remove it or whatever. Or you can cast the counter. But this counter is only in one treasure chest at the end of one hall that looks like it's empty at the end of, like, one dungeon. Like, why? Why would that be the way that you're going to make the game? If you go to the town and you buy all the spells that are available in the town all the time, no matter how many towns you go to, you won't be able to buy the spell. It's just, it's not ever available.
That is pretty goofy.
And that, it set me off, and now I'm anti-Final Fantasy XII forever.
I really like that game, but my big complaint is characters don't get XP when they're not in the active party, and that's bullshit and dumb and stupid.
Oh, is that true?
Also, yeah, like, so this rolls into... My second complaint wouldn't be a complaint if the first complaint wasn't true.
Do they get license points but not experience or something? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. License points but not experience. Okay.
So, my second complaint like wouldn't be a complaint if everyone just got shared XP. But because they don't, my second complaint is the way that game works, where you like control your one person and then have gambits on the others, right?
Yeah.
Or I guess you can hypothetically have them on the person you are.
I put gambits on everyone.
Yeah. I feel like there is no reasonable reason that they limit me to 3 out of 6 characters if there's only 6.
Yeah.
Like, I get cutting a party down if you have, like, 8, 9, 100. I get that, like, no, pick, you know, 3 to 5, right? That makes sense to me. But when you only have 6 characters in a game that is about setting up, like, programming for them so that you don't have to micromanage, I'm like, why can't I just have all 6 of mine out on the field then? Because if you're not going to have them have shared XP, at least let me have, like, a little squad going. I hate it. I wish that game was rebalanced for having just all 6 party members out, and you could just have all 6 party members out.
Hey, Ryan, do you want me to tell you some incredibly, incredibly good news for you?
There is a game
called Xenoblade Chronicles 3, and it's got 6 party members, and you just got 6 party members running around on the field causing mayhem all the time. It's so good.
That always bums me out.
After the first hour, you get like a hero slot or whatever, like a party companion slot, and you have a 7th person that you can swap in addition to the 6 main people. It's so good.
Think about RPGs in general, actually, because like I was playing Mass Effect and Mass Effect and Dragon Age recently. the Shadowrun games came up as well.
Okay.
And I was thinking, like, yeah, actually, in those, as well as pretty much every JRPG I've played, you have more characters than you can field.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, it happens in, like, Fire Emblem as well. Like, it's everything.
Final Fantasy X.
That bums me out because it's, like, I want the experience of having these characters with me. We are a party. We journey together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, in your classic, I was going to say anime, but even going back to Lord of the Rings, there's never, like... Even when the characters are separated, they're still doing stuff, right? Yeah, where it's like the typical RPG way is that they're just like they're stuck in a closet doing literally nothing. And that bums me out because I'm like, well, I like all these characters.
Yeah.
It bums me out. But yeah, I need to at some point I want to play Xenoblade Chronicles. I want to finish 1 and then play 2 and play 3. I know they are very long games, and also Nintendo pricing means they are very expensive games.
Well, if you never finish 1, I would not diminish your experience playing 2 and 3. I'm going to put it that way.
Okay.
Like, if you already own a copy of 1, then sure, finish it.
Yeah, I do not, sadly. Well, yeah. The thing is, like, I was enjoying it. It's one of those ones that, like, I wouldn't mind hypothetically finishing. Like, I didn't hate it or anything. It's just I was playing somebody else's copy.
Yeah.
So it was, like, a limited amount of time I could play it.
I think it's certainly got the weakest story compared to 2 and 3. It's good. Like, I'm not going to say it's terrible, but it's, like... You're kind of on a revenge quest because your girlfriend got murdered by a robot and put in a fridge. And I'm like, yeah, we've seen this story a million times, buddy. Give us something a little more.
Well, it is a little different because you're on a revenge story, but you're a bunch of Australians wearing swimsuits.
Yes. So that's it's Mad Max.
Yeah, I guess. But with swimsuits.
Okay. Mad Max beach volleyball.
It's like that's novel.
I actually played
more Chronicles X than any other Xenoblade.
That's the one I haven't played.
It's pretty
hard to get on an authentic Wii U at this point, so I don't know that I'll ever play it, honestly.
Yeah, unless it ends up on a very official archive, and of course you already own
it. That's what I'm saying. That is the hard version, even. Like,
oh
yeah, Because like the way that you get those is that you like have to do a huge thing and then like, because it's like the game is assuming that it can like install to the drive and stuff. So like you get a giant ISO and then it like tries to do this install and like all these steps. Like there's like a guide. Like, you know how there's a guide to like learn to play Dwarf Fortress or whatever? There's like a guide to turning on Xenoblade Chronicles X.
I feel like you wouldn't like it as much as the others.
Oh?
It does not have much of a story, and it barely has characters.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It felt very much like a gameplay game.
Yeah.
They give you a plot hook, and then they say, fuck around, and 20 levels will give you a mecha. And then they give you a mecha, and they're like, go fuck around some more.
Okay. I mean, that sounds kind of neat, but like, you know, maybe not as lasting. Oh, yeah, wait, we got more dwarf. Okay. So you've made it this far, but you will not find us so easy to defeat. We will settle our scores here by avenging the extinct Hydra and our dying homeland with your death.
Oh, because wait, are these killed... from that Hydra we killed?
Yeah, are these from the Hydra swamp? Was that in the normal world?
I think so, because in the other world they were already dead. Yo!
He's a giant train! We're in Final Fantasy VI now!
This reminds me so much of this goblin tank in an FF14 dungeon.
Yeah.
It's got a dumb little face on the front as well.
Oh, that sounds cute.
It's pretty cute. Oh, yeah, it also has a face cannon.
You know what this also reminds me of? Well, maybe you don't know, because you kept restarting Elden Ring. But there's an enemy in Elden Ring that's like a little two-wheeled wagon with like a face that's like out of the mouth there's like a cannon or something.
Yes, I did meet face guy.
Face cannon guy, yeah.
Yeah, I need to get back to Elden Ring too at some point.
Now,
I think this is what I was going to say about Chronicles X, is like, I think I'm kind of burnt out on open world games though.
What?
I want like linear shove me along games now.
Yeah, I know. I mostly played 3, like I didn't do any side quests for an incredibly long period of time. There is a story time pressure that actually has no game mechanics to it at all. That's like, we're supposed to be doing this thing before a time limit hits. And so every time I thought about doing a side quest, I'm like, oh no, the time limit's here. We gotta keep proceeding. So I kept doing the main quest the whole time. In the second to last chapter, I was like, oh, I should probably do some side quests before I finish the game. So I finally stopped and did some side stuff. But
yeah, isn't that how you get like classes and stuff too in that one?
Yeah, but it's got like a big red line. So like in 1 and 2, there's like an indicator like infinitely far away of like the quest is like 10,000 steps in this direction or whatever. But in 3, there's like literally like an augmented reality line on the ground trailing out in front of you, and you just follow the line until eventually you get where you're supposed to go, and you don't have to think too hard about like what's your route or whatever. So I appreciated that.
It reminds me of like a Dead Space.
I don't think I've played. I think I saw some reviews of Dead Space. They're like it's like a horror shooter game thingy.
Yeah, it's very this is what everybody said back in the day, but I feel like it was accurate. It's very like Resident Evil 4 in space.
Okay. Well,
but I'm
a huge fan of Resident Evil, and I've played every Resident Evil game, and I know all about the evil that is Resident, so that's a good touchstone that we both know about.
If you like Resident Evil, Dead Space 1 and 2 are great, and then stop there.
Okay.
Dead Space 3 is a very Resident Evil 6 situation, but I like Resident Evil 6 more than Dead Space 3.
I liked the first half of Halo before the Flood became a part of the story. I want goofy little grunts running around saying it's the demon. That's what I want.
It's the demon. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, that's I want that.
Fucking grunt voice lives in my head rent free. I also think goofy grunts are my favorite part of Halo, but honestly, like, growing up, the library was one of my favorite Halo levels. That's my hottest take, probably. Oh, we blew up the Doom Train!
We blew up the Doom Train! More recently, I played Halo Reach, and I think...
Oh, I love Reach.
I think that's the best Halo, probably. We got a star level.
I think I agree.
Like, I tried to play Halo 2 with Brian, and I just didn't care for it at all. I cared for the new cutscenes. The redone cutscenes look so good.
Oh, they're very pretty.
But yeah. I want them to be for a game that is fun to play, which isn't Halo 2. All right. Here, the dwarf chieftain is giving some lines as he dies or whatever. Grr, such strength. Are we to be driven off our land once again? Is there no land on this planet where we can live in peace? Oh, goddess of fate, why were we dealt such a hand? Okay, wait. Brett, editor Brett, you have to read this line yourself. Say, that forest is not yet dead.
Are we going to get...
The Hydra is not yet extinct. Say those words.
Are we going to get Brett to read all the Brett lines?
I hope so.
It's really funny.
She had a whelp, though it was still only an infant. The forest is still alive and will continue to thrive.
A Hydra whelp? There is still hope left in the forest. Still, you killed the Hydra. Nothing you do can change that. But past time will not return. We too cannot advance if we remain trapped in our past. We will return to the forest once again. Farewell, humans. We too have sinned. For this sin, we must make amends for the rest of our lives. Someday, let us hope that we, children of the planet, can live together in peace.
Okay, so they were getting up on us.
So we banished the Cetra from the swamp because of a difference? What the fuck just happened?
Okay, so here's the thing, too. They were getting on our case about killing that Hydra.
Yeah.
Weren't they actively slaughtering the pixies here?
Yeah, well, they only slaughtered the pixies because of the Hydra being slaughtered first, I guess.
Shouldn't they have just slaughtered our human village, then?
Yeah, I don't know if the pixies had anything to do with the Hydra and the swamp. And, like, they talk like we know who the Hydra and swamp and stuff are. And that would make sense, except our character has never been to the swamp and doesn't know anything about the swamp. You know? Like...
Yeah.
Like in Princess Mononoke, right? In Princess Mononoke, Ashitaka understands a little bit about the forest. And so when the wolves and Minetown both talk to him about the forest, it makes sense that these characters all understand each other and have like a shared background. But Island Boy doesn't know for the first bits of anything about what these dwarves are going through. So like, what the hell? I just feel it's just rough writing. All right, Brett, say the following lines. Mr. S, there is a fairy over there. Are we Mr. S? Oh, we're Mr. S because we're Surge. Yeah. Mr. S, is it all right? Oh, okay, you want to be Rosetta?
Rosetta. Rosetta's a fairy, right?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever met Rosetta before, but Rosetta's definitely a fairy here.
Very cute art. How should I approach Rosetta voice? Fairy
I
voice?
Feel like fairies have small voices.
Okay, yeah, so kind of like a who are you? I will be fine. The other fairies, are they all right?
Yeah, this is perfect.
I don't feel their presence in the caves anymore.
We're in caves, I guess?
I am sure it's safe outside as well.
We're sorry, but wait right here for a minute. We need to go further into the cave. It will only be a little while. Okay.
Oh, not party member get, just RIP? Oh, maybe we'll come back out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we have to...
Welcome, son of man. Now come to me. Do you want to do a dragon voice?
I don't... Is this the dragon?
I think it's the water dragon. I'm not sure.
I mean, this is Water Dragon Island. That really would make sense if this was the water dragon. It's looking like the edge of a dragon there on the edge of the screen.
He's got a cute little hands folded like a cat.
Mm.
Oh, shit! He's cute!
The dragon is like a dragon cat frog. Okay.
Oh, it's so cute.
Let's see, the water dragon. How does the water dragon sound?
I think it's like a "La need not explain."
A little more like slobbery.
I think. Maybe not though, because it's okay. A dignified dragon. Maybe.
So I guess what I would want ideally is actually I would want the sound effects of the like the water spirit from Wind Waker, like inserted where it's just like speaking in like alien sounds, you know, because like the text would be on screen, but I don't think that works in a podcast. But just okay, viewers of the podcast right now, just imagine the text on your screen. Just imagine what that text would say while we go.
Yeah, just
imagine. Yeah, that's the true experience. But for those of you with a weak imagination, we'll read the lines. "Thou need not explain. I know already what thou seekest here. There is naught to be surprised about. It is but a trifle for we sleeping dragons who have dwelt upon this land for ages. Mount Pyre, the land thou seekst, is home to the fire dragon. Unless thou quench his red blazes, it will provide a difficult journey. Take this, son of man. May my breath can freeze even boiling lava."
God, he's so cute.
And we got some sort of shimmery jewel. It's powering us up. Surge has been bestowed with the ice breath. "Take my subordinate as well. It shall be useful in holding back the fire dragon of Mount Pyre." Surge has been bestowed with the Frog Prince, Purple
Yo!
Star. We got a Frog Prince. Wilt thou change this world, or wilt thou change thyself? I am thou, thou art I, accept ye this new power. Wilt thou live on with thy mother planet, or wilt thou turn thy back on the planet and tread another path?